I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about transferred and established. We're going to be taking a look at a passage of scripture today, talking about how the kingdom was transferred from Saul to David, and then it was established. David's throne was established. And I think a similar process happens for us in the new covenant. We've been transferred or released out of darkness, transferred into the light. But then we have this progression we have to go through to get this new covenant established in our hearts. To be established is to be fixed and consistent and immovable. And so there's a process of getting us to that place. We're going to be asking for God's help today. Just thanking him for this reminder that we've been transferred. He wants to get us established in this new covenant. And just asking for his help with that today. But why are we taking communion every day? About 10 years ago, I had pretty much no spiritual life whatsoever. Was just doing life on my own without God. But unfortunately, I was walking in darkness and didn't even know it. Was just doing life on my own. At the time, I was running my personal training gym business, and my business was just very up and down. Got some months where I'm losing thousands of dollars in a month. And I remember going for a walk with my wife around the neighborhood one evening and just telling her over and over, there's got to be a better way to live. There's got to be more to life than this. And it wasn't for a lack of seeking, because I've been traveling all over the country, studying with some of the best health and fitness experts, reading books, taking courses, seminars, mentorships, all kinds of things to try to learn business and finance and relationships, all the different areas of life. But I wasn't finding what I was looking for. And then one day I came across a challenge to start reading one chapter from the book of Proverbs every day. Proverbs has 31 chapters. So on day one of the month, you read Proverbs chapter one. Day two of the month, you read Proverbs chapter two. And then you keep going like that until the end of the month, and then you start back over again. And after a while of reading the Proverbs, one morning, Proverbs 13:22 just seemed to jump off the page at me. It says, a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And that verse got me thinking, what's the most valuable thing that we could pass on to future generations? After some time of thinking about it, I came to the conclusion that the most valuable thing we could pass on would be wisdom or teaching or training for how to truly live. And so I made a commitment. I want to create manuals, lessons, or systems for all the different areas of life. Areas like purpose and health and family and finances and all the areas of life. But really, when I got started, I had no clue where to start. So I began seeking after God, began pressing into him. And from that point on, my relationship with him just began to grow exponentially. He began to show up, began to teach me and to train me. Now, it wasn't always easy all the time. Had to unlearn some of my old ways, break free of some old patterns. Got put in some impossible looking situations, only to see him come through over and over again. And over the course of about 10 years of just documenting what he was taking me through, turned into now this whole program that we have called the Abundant Life Blueprint, with books and courses and partners. And out of everything we do in the Abundant Life Blueprint, I believe the most important thing is daily communion. Daily communion is what I call the number one table turner for all of life. Has the ability to just turn the tables to change the trajectory of our lives going forward. Jesus says, as often as you do this, remember me. It's this opportunity to stir his sacrifice into our mind in remembrance, helps us to abide in him so that our lives produce much fruit. The Apostle Paul says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which in the case of a will or an inheritance, nothing happens until you prove the death. So in a way, communion is like an activation of all these benefits that are found in the new covenant. And we can combine the spiritual principles of his sacrifice, stir that into our mind in remembrance, and then combine it with something practical and physical that we actually do in the taking of the cracker and the juice to unite our entire spirit, soul, and physical body together. But it's also important we take it the right way. Every time we take communion, to take it with the fear of the Lord, with deep awe and honor and reverence for the sacrifice of Jesus. And I think it's important we remember both sides of the cross. On one side, we remember all that he went through. And he did it for us. He didn't do it for himself. He did it for us. But on the other side of that cross, we remember he was raised back to life. He connects us back to God, makes us right and holy and perfect in God's sight, all through his one sacrifice. So the process we typically use, we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to examine ourselves, Because the Apostle Paul says some people are weak and sick, and they die early because they don't examine or judge themselves before taking communion. And if communion has the power to do that in the negative, I believe it has the power to do the opposite of that in the positive, to make us healthy and strong and give us long life. And then after our time of communion, we've been talking about some practical physical workout tips and advice. Because I truly believe physical exercise is meant to teach us how to exercise our faith. So let's get started with our prayer. And then we'll get into our time of communion after that. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. I thank you for releasing us from darkness and transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And I thank you that Jesus was smitten for us so that you could fight for us. And I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to send us opportunities to do good and be a blessing today, and help us be sensitive to those opportunities. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. All right, we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is our time to examine ourselves. Are we making today a masterpiece? How are we going to do that? We're going to get connected to the master. We're going to get connected to God. Walk out today with him. We're going to execute these four fundamentals with him today. Masters of anything are simply masters of the fundamentals. So before we go through our fundamentals for today, let's remember God's got a process. When he took the people from Egypt to the promised land, there was a process he took them through of getting them transferred out of Egypt and established in the promised land. He wants to take us on a similar path in our life. What does that path look like? I think it starts with just simply believing. He's got some promises for our life. He's got something better for our life. He just needs us to have that simple, childlike faith. He needs us to be willing to take that first step. When they crossed the Jordan River, they had to take that first step of faith. And then he needs us to just be willing to wait and to rely and trust in him as he begins to unfold it in our life. Rather than making it happen in our own strength, just keep focusing on him. Keep relying and trusting on him. Stay connected to him to bring these promises to pass in our life. So our first fundamental, let's get positioned in the light today. We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light. Let's take our position in that light today. Every day, we got to keep repositioning ourselves back into the light. How are we going to do it? We're going to start with humility, humbling ourselves in relationship to God, humbling ourselves in relationship to other people. Jesus says, you want to become great in the kingdom of heaven, you got to humble yourself like this little child. We're going to receive this forgiveness from God. We're going to forgive ourselves in the middle. We're going to walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. We're going to take our position in love today. To walk in the light is to walk in love, kind, patient, and gentle, always assuming the best, keeping no record of wrongs, delighting in the truth, always hoping, always trusting, always persevering, because love never fails. And we're going to take our position in gratitude and praise today. One of the greatest expressions of faith, and it's one of the easiest ways to maintain our positioning all day long, is just to stay positioned in gratitude. And taking our position is a big deal. Because when we step into the light, we're stepping into Christ. And God has taken everything that he has and he put it all in Christ. And it puts us in position to be able to receive all that God has for us. His spirit and power and presence, his love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom. He's got health and energy for today, purpose and grace. He's got time. He's got finances and resources available. We have to learn how to get in position to receive it. And then we got to learn how to get it flowing through us where we get established in this. So our first step is to get in position. Our second step is to magnify the light. We're going to turn up the brightness of it. We're going to make it bigger or greater. It's going to expand the capacity where God can flow more of all these good things through us. As we magnify the light, it's also going to get this new covenant more established in our hearts. And to magnify the light, I think of it as meditation. Where's our focus in meditation throughout the day? I think of constant repetition. So to magnify the light, to make it very simple, let's just magnify the things of God. Pick one of these on this list. His word, his unfailing love, his faithfulness, his mighty works, our righteousness in Christ, every good thing that he put within us, that what he started, he's going to finish, looking back at all that he's already done in our life. Pick some of these things and just start to meditate on them all throughout the day. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems. It's simply choosing not to magnify them, not to meditate on them. Instead, we're going to give those problems over to God. We're going to let them go. And we're going to magnify him as bigger because he's a whole lot better at solving those problems than we are. But he does give us a choice. We could choose not to do any of this. We could stay stuck in pride and rebellion, bitterness, unforgiveness, just choosing to do things our own way rather than resting and trusting in God. And that's where we're going to learn to recognize the symptoms. When we're out of position, you might find yourself retaliating at people, withholding good things that you know to do, avoiding people. And one of the biggest symptoms, you're just going to feel this heaviness and weight and pressure, like it's all sitting on you on the inside. You might have feelings of hopelessness. It just sucks the energy right out of you. Emotionally, there's the fear and stress and worry. Just paying attention to your state. Anytime you're in a not good state where it feels like all that heaviness and weight and pressure is on you, we got some adjustments to make. Because when we take our position in the light, there's this rest in our soul. There's this fullness and completeness in him. And when we rest, God goes to work. And now everything is free and easy and effortless. And that weight just comes off you on the inside. His love and peace and joy, his mind and wisdom, it all just begins to flow through us. It's learning to recognize, where's my positioning? How's that heaviness? Where's the pressure right now? And just learning to recognize that and make quick adjustments. Because every day life's throwing stuff at us. They're trying to knock us out of position and try to get us to magnify the wrong things. And sometimes we miss it. And it's learning to recognize that and turn it back around quickly. How do we do it? I think we start with humility. Father, forgive me. We receive that forgiveness from him. We forgive ourselves. We walk in grace and forgiveness with other people. And then we just start praising him for his grace and his goodness. And I like to pray this very simple prayer. Father, thank you that what you put within me is more than enough to handle whatever's coming at me today in a beautiful, graceful way. Help me to tap into it and see it flowing in my life at a greater level. You pray that simple prayer, you feel the weight just lift off of you, you feel the pressure shift. It's a beautiful thing. And then our third fundamental, we got to stay tuned in today. My favorite way to tune into God is just with a journal every night before bed. Lately, we've talked about installing some filters at the top of our journal, just short phrases, maybe a statement, maybe even one word that we just keep rewriting every night before bed as a way to reinforce God's standard for our life. To help us remember something to navigate us throughout the day. Might look something like this. God is working continually for my good, and I'm going to do continually good for others. And that short statement just helps to navigate us throughout the day. And then I like to start my journal with gratitude and praise to get in position, and then to magnify what went well today. What are all the ways I saw God showing up today? And then I like to ask this question. God, what were you trying to show me today? And just get still and listen. And whatever comes into my mind, just begin to write those things down. Then we got to stay tuned in throughout the day. Just stay connected to Him. You ever feel like you're losing that connection? Just slow down for a couple minutes. Get aware of His presence with you. Just get powered up, get charged back up in Him again today. And then our fourth fundamental, we got to do what we know to do today. We got to walk in the light that we have. The final thing I like to do in my journal is to plan out the upcoming day with God. And I've learned to stick with, what do I know to do today? Because sometimes I was toiling away in my mind, trying to figure things out, trying to force things to happen ahead of schedule. And I'm getting out ahead of Him. On the other side, sometimes I was procrastinating on things that I knew to do. So what do you know to do today? That becomes the plan for the day. And then we wake up like a kid on Christmas morning, excited for the day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we remember this very important principle that the first thing out of our mouth every morning sets the tone for the whole day. And as I began to learn about this, I asked God, what's the best thing for us to say? And I felt like He was taking me back to Genesis chapter 1, the very first words out of His mouth, let there be light. So I've begun to start my days this way, very first thing in the morning, the first words out of my mouth, let there be light. And it's amazing how just such a simple little thing sets the tone for the whole day. And then we start walking out that plan together with Him today, together connected with Him, full confidence in Him. And when we get to that place of confident faith, His grace just begins to surge through us. He begins to go to work. He begins to beautify our lives. And beauty is attractive and magnetic and just begins to pull more and more of everything God has for us into our life. So let's take a look at the scripture. So in this scripture, just a little context, David's been on the run. He's been anointed king since he was a little boy, but he's been on the run from Saul for a long time. Saul finally dies, and it's getting ready to be time for the kingdom to be transferred over to David. And Abner, who was the soldier on the other side, who was fighting for the house of Israel rather than David's side, decides that it's time. He says, may God deal with Abner. Be it ever so severely, if I do not do for David what the Lord promised him on oath, and transfer the kingdom from the house of Saul and establish David's throne over Israel and Judah from Dan to Beersheba. This process right here, very simple phrase, transfer the kingdom from one to the other and then establish it. Transfer and establish, transfer and establish. This is a pattern you'll see all through scripture. And I believe it's very applicable to us in the New Testament. God, Jesus, has released us from darkness. He's transferred us into the light. It's happened. It says we should be giving thanks in Colossians that we've been released from darkness, qualified to share with the inheritance with the saints in the light. We've been transferred. But then we got to get established. We got to get this new covenant rooted and established in our hearts. We'll become fixed and consistent in it. So we're going to take communion today, just asking for God's help with that. Heavenly Father, we're asking for wisdom and insight and understanding into this pattern we see in the Bible of transferred and established. Help us to see how this applies to us in the new covenant. And we're asking for your help to stay positioned in the light. Help us to get this new covenant established in our hearts, for you to establish your covenant with us. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's just take a moment to remember. God didn't have to send Jesus. He could have left us on our own, but he chose to send his one and only son out of his great love for us. Jesus is willing to come and humble himself even unto death on a cross. He's rejected and betrayed and spit on and hit, mocked and ridiculed, whipped, nailed to a cross. Worst of all, I believe he's separated from God. The cup of God's wrath is poured onto his body. He was destroyed by God. But then he's raised back to life, and that same victorious power now lives on the inside of us. He connects us back to God, makes us right and holy and perfect in his sight. Through his one sacrifice. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. Then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's the forgiveness of sins that releases us from darkness and transfers us into the light so that we can have this new covenant with God established in our life. Father, I just thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take your juice. All right, let's talk about some workout stuff real quick. In our workouts, the daily communion workouts, and if you don't have the workouts, if you go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, and get on our email list, you can get access to the workouts there on the emails that come out with the daily communion messages. But it's a pretty short workout. Pretty short daily workout, takes about 20 minutes to do. But outside of that workout, I want you to try to find more and more ways to increase your activity. Just go have fun. Go play games. Go play sports. Go hike. Go move outside. Especially we're getting into the summertime. Go outside and play. Go move. Do be more active. It's just a great way to increase our fitness. Part of it's supposed to be fun, supposed to be play, doing work outside. Find more and more ways to be more active. But I hope this has been helpful for you today. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.